Folks, I hope this doesn't sound like a real rant today, but I just want to tell you about something that really annoys me, and it's whenever you purchase a parking ticket. You know, whenever you go into a car park and you get a ticket and you maybe pay £1 for an hour, but you think, well, I might need longer than that, so I'll give £2 for 2 hours. And if you like, you rent out that parking space for 2 hours. And then you come back after maybe 45 minutes or an hour, and so you've got an hour left in your ticket, but you don't want to waste time, so you pass your ticket on to somebody else. And then you discover that you're not really allowed to do that. There are certain parking places where you actually have to put in your registration plate, so that you cannot pass your ticket on to somebody else. And it means that they have to pay for the space themselves, even though perhaps you have already paid or rented out that space for a lot of time, you haven't used it, and then the authorities don't want you to pass on your ticket to somebody else. Friends, I don't know about you, but I really, really struggle with that whole concept. I believe it's unjust. I believe that if you rent out a parking space for 2 hours and the price has been paid for 2 hours, and you use 1 hour and you want somebody else to have your ticket and you pass it on, that of course they should get it for free because it's already been paid for. And the ticket company want you to pay for the space twice in that regard. I feel that it's very, very unjust. Now there's a verse in the Word of God in 1 John chapter 1 verse number 9. And it says this: if we confess our sins, He, that is God, God the Father, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, God is a God of truth, a God of holiness, a God of righteousness, and a God of justice. Now, if there's nothing that I can do to atone for my sins or to pay the price for my sins, how can God be just in forgiving my sins upon confession if there's nothing that I can do to erase the past, to cancel out my own sins, or to pay the price for my sins? It's because the Son of God has already paid the price in full for the sins of His people. Let me just read a few verses to you from the Word of God from the book of Hebrews. Listen to these words. There are words that come up many times in the book of Hebrews. One of the words is the word better. And then another word that comes up several times in the book of Hebrews is the word once, and also the word one. Listen to what we have in Hebrews 7:27. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's, for this He did once when He offered up Himself. Then Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 26. For then must He have often suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And then verse number 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Hebrews chapter 10 speaks of the same thing. By the will, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down. Jesus Christ has paid the price for the sins of His people. And if you're a child of God and you've trusted Christ as your Savior, your sin has been paid for. And God is just. Augustus Toplady, the great hymn writer, said, God will not payment twice for sin demand, first at my bleeding Savior's hand, and then again at mine. The Son of God has paid the price once for sins. And God is just. He's not like the people with the parking tickets that want you to put your registration in just in case you give the ticket to somebody else, even though you've already paid for the parking space and they want to be paid for the space twice, God is just. God only demands that sin is paid for once. You've got a picture of that back there in the book of Numbers, whenever God told Moses to take the rod and smite the rock, and out of the rock would flow forth water, living water for his people. Moses did that, but then he went and smote the rock the second time. And God chastened Moses and said, because of that, you'll not enter into the promised land. And God was saying that he would never smite the rock twice. He would never punish his son twice. God punished his son once for our sins. Christ died for our sins, and he did it once and offered one full, complete sacrifice. And therefore, I know that my sins are forgiven. And I know that I will never be lost, because Jesus Christ the righteous paid the price for me. My faith and my trust is in him, and in him alone. Christian, you're secure today. God is just. Whenever we confess our sins, to forgive them, because Jesus Christ has paid the price once, fully, finally, and for all of his people. May God bless you today. And just probably pass on the wee ticket anyway. God bless you. See you next time.